Lunar New Year is traditionally a festive time in China. But this year, Zheng is spending the holiday in mourning. Three of his close relatives recently passed away after testing positive for COVID-19.
There's no holiday mood. People are suffering. People are so anxious. And people going to drugstores and medical facility, the hospital, the clinics, tried as hard as they can to get what they need. That is the reality. And it is sad.
The sudden lifting of COVID-19 restrictions in December triggered a wave of infections in China. Hospitals are struggling to treat patients, and crematoriums are overflowing, with people complaining of unusual delays. The government says about 60,000 people have died in hospital from the virus in recent weeks. But analysts say the easing of China's zero COVID policy could result in more than 2 million deaths. The WHO has accused Beijing of underrepresenting the scale of the outbreak, something it denies.
We continue to share COVID-19 information with the international community, including the WHO, based on the principles of lawfulness, timeliness, openness, and transparency.
Authorities say they are working to strengthen health facilities ahead of the holiday period. Some fear the travel rush will lead to a new surge of infections in rural areas, especially among the elderly.
The government has issued guidelines discouraging large gatherings and any trips that expose older people and pregnant women to the virus, but they've stopped short of enforcing any bans.
For Zheng, the warnings are too little, too late. Adding to his frustration, the knowledge his loved ones were probably not added to the official virus death toll. On his aunt's death certificate, the cause of death is described as heart failure. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.